There's a word that recurs a number of times in Parshas Bechukosai. I'm sure everyone has heard it. And really, there are many perushim on it. But in a sense, all of them, or many of them, go to one single idea. The Torah describes how if we unfortunately fail to live up to the standards of the Torah, there will be levels of onshim, sheba kechatosechem, and it goes on progressively from one level to the other. So at some point, the Torah speaks about not just that we don't listen, not just that we're not amud b'Torah and not observing the mitzvahs, but a specific way of describing it is that we follow in a manner called keri. V'imtelchu imi keri, says the pasuk, v'lo sovu l'shmo'ali, and then you have it again, v'imde'ela lo sivasri v'alachtem imi keri. And in that regard, the Torah continues, v'alachti af ani imachem b'keri, is a mida keneged mida. And then you have it one more time, v'imbezos lo sishmo'ali, the next series of onshin, v'alachtem imi b'keri. So there's a sense of Kal Yisrael's lack of observance in the Torah referred to as a manner of carry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also reciprocating. And then it gets even more intense. What exactly does this mean? What is the Torah trying to say? What is the fault that's being laid on Kal Yisrael that they're going in the manner of carry? So there, if you look in Farshi Epshat, you see a range of pirushin. First of all, the Targum, it's hard to know what the Targum means. The Targum says consistently on this pasuk that you will go bikashyu. Im techu imi keri, says the Targum. Im tochun kadmai bikashyu. Kashyu means a sense of being stubborn, you might say, being hard. And again, repeatedly that idea. So hachun kadmai bikashyu. And it says, V'halachti af ani imachem. It says, V'ach af ana imchon b'kashyu. Interesting, by the pasuk b'chamas keri, the Targum has a different translation. The Targum says, V'ach imchon b'skof regaz, with sense of anger. I'm not sure what to make of that particular translation. But what is the connection between keri and kashyu? It's not clear, 100% pshat in the Targum. Rashi has a mahalach we'll mention in a minute. There's a Tosis, by the way, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Kazayin, where it talks about a tevua that suffered keri. And so one pshat here is something happened to it, Lashon Mikra. The Tosis says another pshat, inami Lashon Koshi, kemom telchu imi b'keri. So that's the one little hint that occurred to me in connection to the Targum, that you see the Tosis already is noting that keri and kashu go together. Pashtus, the word would be that kashu means a sense of stubbornness, a kashus oref. But Rashi, we'll soon see what Rashi has to say about the Targum. How does Rashi himself learn pshat in this Indian of keri? Rashi quotes based on Rabbi Seinu, which is a Torah's Kehanim. Rashi says, find the Rashi. It's the first time that it appears. Telchu imi keri, pasuk chaf aleph. Rabbi Seinu amru aroi b'mikra. Some of course kimikra to make it better. She'eno el leprakim. Kein telchu aroi b'mitzvus. In other words, a sense of casualness. A sense of aroi. That's how Rashi is learning it, based on the Torah's Kehanim. So in other words, the idea is that the mitzvahs are performed in a manner which is random. It's not a sense of being rooted, not a sense of being anchored, not a sense of consistency. It's like, a little bit here, a little bit there. That's the word according to Rashi. That's the pshat that he brings from Torah's Kehanim. Rashi quotes another pshat. Menachem, one of the grammarians, Menachem ben Tzruk, Piresh Lashon Menia, to be held back. Chen Rashi quotes in Mishlei a few psukim, Hoker Ragucha, Yikar Ruach, the Karav Lashon Zeh, the Targum Shel Unkus. This is similar to what Unkus says, Lashon Koshi. How does Rashi read this into Unkus? Shemakshin Lahem, Yemakshin Libam, Limana Mis Karvelai. They're making their heart hard not to be held back. In other words, you feel like you're reluctant, you're holding back from coming close. So it's like sort of standing in the back in the bleachers, not coming in and actually, you know, doing it with a sense of coming close. It's full, holding back. That's how Rashi learns pshat and unkel. So that really makes two pshatim, either aroi in a sense of mikra, or the idea of Rashi says not so much stubborn but holding back. Then there's another pshat, and this is famously said by the Rambam, but other mefarshim already pick up it in Chumash as well. The Ibn Ezra, for example, says, Yesh omrim nigzeres kol hakoros, lashon happening, v'hatam sh'amar b'divrei plishtim ki lo yadu naga banu mikrehu. In other words, you look at things in a sense of it just happened, random, like an occurrence. So the Rambam writes, and famously in Hilchos Tainis, that there's a mitzvah when you have a tzara to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, "Va'reyosim b'chatzotus alatzar b'tzoreschem v'davetzem b'darkei atshuva." Then, person experiences a community experience of suffering, they should cry out and realize that it requires a response. Because if we really were doing things in the right way, this would not have happened. V'gam masim haroim hura lahen. Avo im lo yizaku. If they don't do that, they don't react that way. V'lo yaril ela yomru davetzem miminu ka'olam. This is just happens because it happens in the world. Statistically, these things happen. Misfortune occurs. Therefore, the tzarezu nikra nikres. It just happened. Harezu derech achzarius is a sense of callousness, not to be able to recognize that there's a reason, there's a method, there's a response that required of us. The goremes lehem lidav masem harayim. It basically reinforces your sense of continuing in the same path and not reacting appropriately to do tshuva. V'tosiv atzara tzoras acheros. And then there'll be more things that will occur. Hu shekasav haTorah. Now the Ram quotes the pasuk. V'halachtem imi bekeri. Then he continues the next pasuk. Or v'halachti imachem b'chamas keri. So what's the midah k'neged midah? Kolomar. K'she'avi aleichem tzara k'desha tshuvu im tomu shil keri osiv lachem chamas osu keri. So what does the Rambam mean here? The Rambam is teaching the idea of keri is that the response of a Jew has to be to recognize everything is miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just stam. And everything is there for us to respond accordingly, to take the message to heart. Can't always know it's this chayt, that chayt, mida k'neged mida is a hard thing to start guessing. We don't have neviim. But the idea is to say that this is not stam happening. There's a response that's called upon us that we need to figure out a way to improve ourselves. And if a person just says, I don't have any response, I don't have to respond, it's just what happens. It happens in the world. Then what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He brings more of the same. Osvochem chamas osukher. So just to explain a little bit better, Rabbeinu Bachaye also goes with this idea, this pshat. And he says like this, very beautiful words. Zu derech haTorah. Im techu imikeri. Zu derech haTorah. Kashi yatzlichu in yanav shel adam. Person has good fortune. The yetzelo al nechona. Things are going well. You're a good groove. She yizbonein ba'atzmo. The yashis alibo. He should realize ki chesed Hashem yizbarach. Hashem is doing good for you. Lo mipnei zchus amas v'atom. Not because I'm necessarily the best tzaddik in the world, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is good to me. He should be misvadeh for his averos. The yachshov ki ein ze'el misadcheto. The lo sheyitka osam b'mikre. Not to associate it with just happening. Kim yitka ze b'mikre, hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yosevo me'oso mikre. If you attribute it to mikre, then there'll be more of that coming. V'zeh she'omar v'im be'eru tibas v'li, barachti mi v'keri, barachti mi machamas keri, and so on. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, one of the Shmuzin, says something very powerful. He talks about Tzaras. We know Tzaras has different gradations, Tzaras HaBeged, Tzaras HaBayis, Tzaras HaGuf. And of all the three, the thing that's the most natural, you might say, is Tzaras HaGuf. Tzaras HaBeged, Tzaras HaBayis, Rabban already points out, is completely not normal. You don't find it in the world. But it starts off there. A person doesn't take the message, then it becomes closer to home. It becomes Tzaras HaGuf, Tzaras HaBasar. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out, that it's a lot even a lot harder to see the Yad Hashem in Tzaras or Haguf, even though it's closer to home because it's more natural. And it should be a lot easier to see the Yad Hashem when something is really out of the ordinary. But a person doesn't take to heart when something happens which is out of the ordinary. That's V'halachti Machem B'keri, or B'chamas Keri, means I'll bring you even more into Mikra. You even look at that which is so obviously Yad Hashem as Mikra, the Midah K'neged Midah is, I'll give you more of the same, and now you won't even be able to see the Yad Hashem, you'll even be more convinced that it's Mikra. And that, he says, is the greatest of onshin. It's not just the onus for itself, which is, of course, hard, but it's the fact that they leave a person to be so blinded, because a person was blinded, now become even more blinded, and you're, so to speak, masa biyat ha-teva. You're just given over to teva, and you become more and more meruchat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think if there's one takeaway from all the different perushim, it's the idea that what we're looking for in everything that we do is hiskaras to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go back to Unklis, Rashi says, what's the kashu? That you're menea mil hiskarev. That there's a distance. You don't want to come in and develop a relationship. You'd rather sort of be, you know, sometimes you have that in life. You know, somebody who's a person of authority or a person who's giving over. You know, I don't need to be, I don't have to create a relationship there. I just kind of stay in a distance there. Kadosh Baruch Hu, person might have this idea, you know, I'd rather stay a little further away, you know. It's okay, yeah, you exist, but But that's itself, the idea of kashu. And then, a derivative of that is, a person doesn't recognize that there's a relationship. The mela, then things happen, it's just, it's like a distant. It's distant. It doesn't feel like it's a message, it's not something that I should be responding to, it's not something that I feel is speaking to me. So it's all that same idea. And the arai is like the casualness. It's not a commitment, it's not a firm, anchored commitment, it's not a sense of, this is my life. It's something I dabble in, but like it's me and it's what I do. The notion of keri, all the pirushim are the same. Why does a person look at something that happens as a mikra? Because they're not looking at their life as a yachas, them and a Kodesh Baruch. That's the ultimate bracha, is to feel his karvas to Kodesh Baruch. And really, the emes is that we know that different dagas of hashgacha pratis. And to the extent that a person is miskarev to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to that extent, they will experience Hashgacha Pratis in a very unique way. To the extent that a person is naturally distant and doesn't feel that there's a Yachas, so there's an expression even used by the Ramban in Parshas Vayera twice, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is maniach them to Mikrim. It doesn't mean it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if the person is sort of distant, then the experience will feel distant. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, but there's all these layers in between. To the extent that a person recognizes that Kiyem Chayenu and Torah and Mitzvah is everything, and everything I'm doing is with a purpose, it's not arai, it's mamish, what matters and what counts is everything I do is about doing it for Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To that extent, they will notice in their own life, day by day, that the experiences that they have and the things that happen are not just happening. They're not mikra. They're HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mamish is Hashem Tzilcha Yadi Minacha, Kamay Mapanim Lapanim. The Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always running the world. But the extent that we allow ourselves to see it and feel it and connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will recognize it even more. Even, it's not just a question of sometimes averis, things we do wrong, we do mitzvahs that we do, you know, not properly with the technical halachas. It's even in the attitude that we take to mitzvahs. I saw a frightening thought in the Doresh Moshe, but it's really speaking to the same idea. In the middle of the brachas of the Chukosai, in the middle of everything, it's talking about doing everything right, and then it says, "V'lo sigal nafshi eschem." What could that mean? My soul will not reject you. Like, we're talking about a person who's doing mitzvahs. Kaiso are in a high madrega. Says in the pasuk, and so on. So how could it talk about that in the middle of people who are doing Hashem's mitzvahs? Says Rav Moshe and Darash Moshe that it's possible to do mitzvahs out of a sense of obligation, but not out of a sense of love. And if a person lives that way, they'll get schar. How could Hashem not give you schar? You're doing the right thing. You're doing exactly what Torah says. But that which Hashem will give you schar will be not with a sense of grace, not with a sense of ha'aras panim, not with a ratzon. Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really misyachis to you so much. Are you doing the mitzvahs? You're putting on tefillin, you're davening, you're eating matzah. But it's not a relationship. It's just, it's cold. It's without feeling. It's not with simcha. So there'll be rewards. Schar will be there. But it's like, there's a bit of Yonah Ke'enza also, that there's no real relationship. That's why the Pasuk emphasizes that if you do the mitzvahs, you'll do the mitzvahs in such a way that it will be below sigol nafshi eschem. You'll be zocher, not just to the schar, but the schar will be given with a sense of embrace, a sense of love. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us that gift, that we should recognize that importance of doing mitzvahs, the kvius, not baroi, not to feel like we're standing back, the kashu, like Rashi says in Unklis, a sense of just holding back and not really throwing ourselves in. And we should recognize everything that happens should be a message, because Baruch Hu, we can always know what exactly is the link, but there's always a way for us to respond. That we can certainly take a chreis for, not to just let things go. And it's a shame the time that we have ahead is going to be a change of our regular routine over the course of the weeks ahead and the months ahead. So we should recognize that even as our youth routine is not the same, so it's that much harder to be able to find the place to make a kvius. When we have a kvius, we're in that groove already, so we're naturally doing what we're doing, and hopefully we put our machshava to it and our heart to it. When things change, it's a lot harder to regroup and to get oriented. So even within the sense of change of routine, we have to find the way to make the arai into a kvius, and to see what would otherwise be mikra as real. And we should be able to experience the Eskaris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be able to keep that as a motivation for us to continue on, and with Hashem, use every opportunity that we have to continue to grow in our Avodas Hashem, especially now with Shavuos approaching, the days ahead to Shavuos and beyond, should be a true Kabbalah Torah B'Simcha.